Picasso hated being hemmed in by traditional notions and artistic conventions. This interpretation of a violin is a perfect example of his rebellious nature. It's not a painting, though it is painted. And it's not really a sculpture, unless you think a sculpture can hang on a wall. Here he folded metal pieces, flattened them, and then painted them. The result blurs the boundaries between painting and sculpture and suggests another genre too, music, according to Robert O'Mealy, founding director of the Center for Jazz Studies and professor of English at Columbia University.
It's such a funky violin with all of these different textures and these heavy lines that make it seem homemade in a way that is intriguing and makes us think about the history of the violin, which is a very old instrument. You also see, I think, the human figure. He's painting harlequin figures at this time, and he's certainly thinking of a sort of actor or some sort of figure, whether woman or man. I think he's also making us see a piano keyboard right in the middle there. And typically, Picasso, when asked what a work would mean, he'd say, well, I don't know, it could be this, could be that. He loved the ambiguity of this. But even if you see it as a figure, you can feel the musicality. You see these rhythmical cross patterns and these long verticals that get repeated and using intervals that might relate to a sense of rhythm as well as texture.